这是一个新的生命。
This is a new life.
我在17岁的时候我信主。
I come to know Christ when I was 17.
那么其实我信主之后我没有立刻受洗。
Actually, after I became a believer, I did not get baptized right away.
差不多等了四年的时间。
I waited for about 4 years.
就是我在念大学第二年的时候我在德州一间教会受洗。
And it is when I was a sophomore in college that I got baptized in a Texan church.
为什么等了四年的时间才受洗？
Why did I wait 4 years before I was baptized?
可能受到华人文化的影响吧。
Maybe it was, I was being influenced by the, Oriental culture.
因为在华人的文化里面有一些家庭说你可以信耶稣。
Because in some Asian family, they may say, yeah, you can go and be a believer.
你可以去教会。
You can go to church.
但是你千万不要受洗。
But you cannot get baptized.
这些基本上在一些华人传统家庭里面的观念。
And this is a concept in some traditional Asian family.
他们认为你受洗就是基督徒了。
Because they think once you're baptized, then you are a Christian.
但是在圣经里面的教导什么是最重要呢？
But according to the teaching in the Bible, what is the most important?
当然受洗也是重要。
Of course, baptism is important.
但是相信更重要。
But having faith or belief is more important.
因为一个人得救是因为信。
Because we have we believe because we have faith.
就好像在主耶稣旁边那个强盗。
Just like the robber next to Jesus.
他信了。
He believed.
但是他没有受洗。
But he was not baptized.
然而耶稣跟他讲今天你就跟我在乐园里面。
And yet Jesus told him, today you're going to be in paradise with me.
所以信是关键。
So, believe is the key point.
因为信而得救。
Because when you believe, you receive salvation.
但是圣经的教导，你信也必须要受洗。
But the Bible also taught that when, after you believe, you should be baptized.
信使你得救，但是圣经教导说你信后必须要受洗。
So, you believe, when you believe, you have salvation.But yet the Bible also taught, after you believe, you should get baptized.
因为受洗它的基本的意义就是在众人的面前宣告你的新生命。
Because what baptism does is that you are announcing to the witnesses of your new life.
其实在我的生命里面受洗对我也是一件很特别的事情。
So to me, the water baptism is also a very special event.
我也认同一些人说把这个受洗礼看为是一个很重要的事情。
And I also agree to some people, with some people that baptism is indeed a very important event.
所以在好多年前的时候我在德州那天受洗的时候。
So many years ago when I was baptized,in Texas.
是我的生命的一个转变。
It is a changing point in my life.
可能那个中国文化的传统对我也是有正面的一个影响。
I guess the Asian culture did influence me.
我把这个受洗礼看为是很重要的事情。
I look upon baptism as very important.
其实很奇妙，就是当我那天受洗之后。
And actually, after I was baptized on that day,
我对我的属灵生命很认真。
I look at my spiritual life I was very serious about my spiritual life.
因为我就是相信，如果你信神，你必须要认真。
Because I believe when you believe in God, you better be serious.
你 你不要做一个不冷不热的基督徒。
Don't be somebody who's lukewarm.
因为这个才是圣经所讲的信。
Because that is the faith that is taught from the Bible.
不冷的不要信。
Otherwise, don't believe.
如果信的话，要认真。
If you believe, get serious.
因为这个是圣经的教导。
Because that's the teaching of the Bible.
所以这个受洗也有它的意义。
So there's meaning in baptism.
所以我们来到这边见证这个受洗礼的时候。
And as we witness the water baptism.
让我们明白圣经这个教导。
Let us understand the teaching from the Bible.
特别在罗马书里面，保罗对这个受洗这个新生命他有这个看法。
So Paul taught about the new life in Romans.
保罗说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
所以这个受洗礼有它的意义。
So baptism has its meaning.
就是当这个得救的人他被浸在水里面。
So when the believer was submerged in the water,
圣经说与基督一同埋葬。
The Bible said you are buried with Christ.
当然他从水里上来的时候。
And so when he arises from the water,
表示一个新的生命。
It represents a new life.
所以一个基督徒他受洗的时候。
So when a believer got baptized,
也就是见证他重新他是一个有新生命的人。
And it is to witness that he is one who has a new life.
因为基督徒的生命不是不冷不热的生命。
Because a believer's life should not be lukewarm.
因为你在启示录看耶稣基督对一间教会的教导。
And you can see the teaching from Jesus in Revelation.
因为有一间教会就是不冷不热。
Because there is a church that is lukewarm.
那么神说，我要把你从我的口吐出来。
And he said, I will spit you out of my mouth.
所以这是一个很严重的问题。
So it is a very serious thing.
不止他们受洗要过一个新的生命。
Not only do they have to live a serious life after baptism.
我们成为基督徒的也同样应当如此做。
We who are believers should also do the same.
就好像这个月我们所念的经文。
Just like the scripture that we read this month.
因为彼得说我们应当圣洁。
Because Peter said we ought to be holy.
因为神是圣洁。
Because God is holy.
所以我在这里有一些勉励的话。
So I have some words of encouragement.
就是盼望这三位今天决定要受洗。
And it is for the three who decided to get baptized today.
在众人的面前见证他们的新生命。
To have a good witness in front of everyone about your new life.
决定从今天开始我要在我的属灵生命上成长。
To decide from today onward, I will mature in my spiritual life.
过一个圣洁的生活。
And to live a holy life.
因为圣洁的生活不是突然间产生的。
Because a holy life doesn't happen all of a sudden.
是要努力的。
You have to work hard.
是借着圣灵的帮助。
And it is through the Holy Spirit.
使我们更像耶稣基督的样式。
To help us to be more like Jesus.
所以我盼望弟兄姐妹多多的鼓励他们。
So I hope brothers and sisters will encourage them.
帮助他们在属灵生命上成长。
To help them grow spiritually.
那么至于我们呢，不要做一个不冷不热的基督徒。
And for us not to be a lukewarm Christian.
Otherwise, God say, I will spit you out of my mouth.
要不然神说我要把你们从我的口吐出来。